Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
The original Jonathan Gilbert had an invention that was stolen by a vampire. Her name was Pearl.
I gave your device to Damon. Why did you ask him for it yourself?
Mama!
My wife, Isabella, spent her life researching paranormal activity in this area.
What have you done to my wife?
I turned her.
Why do I look like Catherine?
You were adopted.
This girl showed up 16 and about to give birth.
What else do you know about her? Just her name, Isabella.
Stop looking. She doesn't want to know you.
She's alive? Does that mean she's a... Hello, Rick.
Isabella.
It's good to see you. You look good. I hear that you're a high school history teacher. How is that?
Where have you been, Isabel?
I don't have any reasons that are going to comfort you. I don't have any explanations that are going to satisfy you. I wanted this.
It's that simple?
Yeah. You were supposed to mourn me and move on.
You're my wife. And I loved you. How could I not search for you?
Because I wasn't lost, Rick. I understand that you know my daughter, Elena. And I hear that she's been looking for me. So, I want you to arrange for a meeting with us.
You want me to deliver a message?
Yeah.
Screw you. You selfish bitch.
What do you want from me?
I told you.
I'm not going to do anything for you.
You better tell Elena that I want to meet, or I'm going to start killing the citizens of this town one by one, and I'm going to start with your history student. Got it?
Build the Miss Mystic float for the Founders Day parade. If I don't, I get the wrath of Caroline. Thought I wanted to check in first.
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Check in on Stefan.
Oh, him? Oh, he's terrible.
What's the matter?
He's just back to boring.
Straight-laced, off the junk. You've successfully cured him of
anything that was interesting about his personality.
Don't forget to help me.
I hate myself. Hey, did Uncle John mention anything to you about my field trip with the history teacher?
No, I've still been avoiding him. Why, what's he up to?
I don't know, but I'd love it if you could find out for me.
I gotta go. I'm late.
Have fun with the Mystic Queen. I know I did. Lana called.
The specs for the history department's Founders Day float. We're going to be recreating the Battle of Willow Creek. Tyler's been nominated to head up the production design.
By who?
By me. I've seen your sketches and they're good.
Look, I'm not really into the
whole thing. Yeah, well, you just pick your team, be creative, and don't screw up.
Great. You want to help me out with this?
Not really, no.
Hey, Mr. Saltzman.
Come with me. We need to talk.
All right, show me.
Let's reference last year's Miss Mystic float. This is what they did last year. And it's exactly what we don't want to do.
Ew.
Okay, so, what are we doing? Southern classic elegance.
Gone with the Wind.
How'd you know?
You channel Starlet Daily.
So true.
Where's Elena? She's supposed to be helping.
I don't know.
Okay, what's the deal?
What do you mean?
Don't play dumb. You and Elena are fighting. Spill.
It's nothing.
It's not nothing. You know, this whole float is supposed to be about friends creating something together, and everyone is fighting. Matt and Tyler hate each other. You and Elena are on the outs. I don't like it. And I can't fix it if I don't know what's wrong.
I can't talk about it. Caroline, I'm sorry.
Damn it. Thanks for coming.
Sorry I'm late. Dog ate my,
Never mind.
It's all the furrowed brows.
I saw Isabel last night.
Isabel's here? In town?
You're late.
I didn't realize I was on the schedule. What's with the sideshow?
Chevy is a little jazz singer that I picked up in a blues bar in Brooklyn. And I got the cowboy at a gay rodeo in Amarillo.
He's gay?
Not right now. He's very good to me. Hey, Chevy, guessez-vous? I'm teaching them French.
Oh, I can smell the judgment coming off of you.
Well, they're people, Isabel, and you're treating them like they're dolls.
If we're going to be partners, you really have to stop being such a hater.
We're in a partnership together because we share a mutual goal. Don't ever confuse that for an acceptance of your lifestyle.
My lifestyle?
Yes.
So, I assume that you still don't have the invention.
I'll get it. I said I would.
You threatened to expose Damon Salvatore. That didn't work. You killed that Pearl Lady. Still no invention. I really don't think that your plan is working, John.
Well, you being here isn't going to help anything.
You failed, John. I'm gonna take it from here.
Did you ask about Uncle John? Are they working together?
No.
No, they're not?
No, I didn't ask.
What about the invention?
Didn't ask.
Did she know about the tomb vampires?
I don't know.
Did words completely escape you?
You know, I was a little too distracted by my dead vampire wife to ask any questions.
What's she want?
She wants to see me, Damon.
Lark is supposed to arrange a meeting. We don't know why or what she wants.
You don't have to see her if you don't want to.
I don't really have a choice.
She's threatening to go on a killing spree.
Oh. I take it that's not okay with you guys?
I want to do it. I want to meet her. If I don't, I know I'll regret it. Can you hear me? Thanks for coming. I'm nervous. I'm happy that you're here. Love you. Hello, Elena. You look just like her. It's eerie.
You met Catherine?
She found me after I turned.
Genetic curiosity, I suppose.
She would be fascinated by you.
Is that how you can walk in the day?
Catherine helped me obtain it.
Who's my father?
Not important.
He was a teenage waste of space.
The name would be nice.
It would, wouldn't it? You ask a lot of questions.
Why did you compel that man to kill himself right after he told me to stop looking for you?
Traumatic impact. Wish it would have been more effective.
Human life means that little to you?
Means nothing to me. It's just part of being what I am.
No, it's not. I know other vampires. That's not true.
And your boyfriend over there by the pool table? Stefan Salvatore.
Why Stefan?
Why didn't you go for Damon? Or do you enjoy them both? Like Catherine did.
We should be in there.
No. Isabel made it clear we're not to step foot inside.
I'm not going to kill her in a crowded restaurant.
You're not going to kill her, period.
She ruined your life. You still want to protect her?
She's my wife. Was my wife.
I looked for the woman I married, but she wasn't there. Whoever that is cold and detached.
Yeah. She's given up her humanity.
Yeah, see, I don't get that. Stefan has his humanity. He's a good guy.
Oh, you're a dick and you kill people, but I still see something human in you. But with her, there was
nothing.
You can turn it off. It's like a button you can press. I mean, Stefan's different. He wants the whole human experience. He wants to feel every episode of How I Met Your Mother. So he shuts his feelings out. The problem is, as a vampire, your instinct is not to feel. Isabel chose the easier road. No guilt, no shame. No regret. I mean, come on. You could turn it off, wouldn't you?
You haven't.
Of course I have, Rick. That's why I'm so fun to be around.
Why did you want to meet me? It can't be to just catch up.
Because I'm curious about you. But the real reason is I want what your uncle wants. Jonathan Gilbert's invention.
How do you know my uncle?
I used to spend a lot of time here when I was younger. John had a crush on me for years. He was the first one that told me about vampires.
So what made you want to be one?
It's a very long list of reasons, Elena, all of which I'm sure you've thought about. That was your first lie. It's inevitable. You're going to get old. Stefan won't. Forever doesn't last very long when you're human.
I'm sorry, but I don't have what you're looking for.
Sit down and tell your boyfriend to walk away. I want the invention.
I don't have it.
I know that. But Damon does. And you're going to get it for me.
He's not going to give it to me.
And the blood will be on your hands.
It was nice meeting you, Elena.
Where are you? What's up? Give me a call when you get this.
How is Anna? I like that girl. She has fire.
I don't know. She won't return my calls.
Girl trouble?
No trouble. Anna just owes me a call, that's it.
Is it the girl that I saw you with at the Founders pageant?
You two are getting pretty hot and heavy, huh?
When was the last time you saw her?
Why?
I'm just making conversation. No one else in this house likes me.
At least I can talk to you, especially if you need someone to talk to about girls.
Oh, please. I'm eating.
Seriously, how well do you know Anna?
I know Anna extremely well.
Well, now that you can talk to me about anything, I'm here to answer any questions that you have, to help you in any way I can.
Why?
Because your dad would want me to.
I'm good.
Uh-oh, Sherry. You won again. Hope I'm wearing my good underwear.
It's just one blast from the past after another. No.
Hmm.
Dégage, Sherry.
Hmm. It's good to see you, Isabel. Just having fun with your naughty little minion.
Hmm. How'd you find me?
I searched all the neighborhood bank-owned foreclosures and found the most expensive one.
Oh, I should have known. You were the one that taught me that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you really doing here?
You caused quite a stir. You blew into town. I saw everyone except for the man that made you a little hurt.
I'm so sorry. Did you bring the device?
Ow. What are you doing with John Gilbert?
We dated a few times when we were young. He was a little bit in love with me.
I'm sure. One of the many. Yeah. Now, this little invention, what do you want with it?
Oh, me personally? I don't want anything with it. I'm just doing what I'm told. You know, Damon, we're on the same side.
Oh, yeah? What side is that?
Catherine's. She wants John Gilbert to have the device, and I think that you know that she's not happy when she doesn't get what she wants.
Why are you doing her dirty work?
Don't kill the messenger. We both know that you can't control Catherine. She does what she wants.
And so do I.
Oh, really, Damon? You do? What should we do now? Oh, yeah. Memory serves.
Now that I have your attention, listen up. You do not come into my town threatening people I care about. Going after Elena? Bad move. You leave her alone or I will rip you to bits because I do believe in killing the messenger. You know why? Because it sends a message. Catherine wants something from me. You tell that little bitch to come get it herself.
Obviously upset about something, and I just walked away. It's not me. That can't be us. You're my friend, Elena. If you need me, I'm here for you. And I'm sorry I couldn't show you that yesterday. I met my birth mother. Oh. What was it? Are you okay?
Hey, man.
Yeah?
So, Caroline tells me you've been on your own the past 2 weeks. Is everything okay?
You're asking me about my mom. Seriously?
Look, man, why don't I just ever give you a call when she goes back to town? Dude, that's not what I meant. Okay, I'm just trying to... I don't know what to say.
Well, good, man. Don't say anything. You're a dick in the story.
I know. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, thanks for meeting me. I wanted you to see this.
Is that Emily's spellbook?
I've been going through it since Grams died. Check this out.
That's the vampire compass.
Yeah, according to Emily, Jonathan Gilbert never actually succeeded in inventing anything. Emily secretly spelled them all with magic. Compass. Rings. The mystery device you told me about.
Yeah, that's it. Well, part of it. Damon only has the one piece.
Emily pledged her loyalty to Catherine. But she couldn't stand by and watch innocent people get killed. This was the only way she could think of to help. To let Jonathan Gilbert believe he'd actually invented these devices.
Does it say what it does? Are you sure this is what Isabel wants?
Yeah, I'm sure. Why?
This is a weapon. Against vampires.
Elena!
Hey, have you seen Stefan? I need to find him.
No, not lately. Listen, do you have a second?
Yeah. What's up? What's going on?
Well, it's Anna. I left her all these messages, and she hasn't gotten back to me, not even a text.
Anna? I didn't know that you guys were still friends.
No, we're more than friends. Look, something could be seriously wrong, and if you know anything, you gotta tell me.
I haven't talked to her yet.
Are you lying to me right now?
Why'd you say that?
Because that's what you do, Elena. You lie. You lie about everything. I know what Anna is. And I know that you know. So tell me. Do you have any idea where she is?
No. But, Jeremy. Wait. Jeremy! Isabel, what are you doing here?
I'm your mother, Elena. I want to be more involved in your life.
I don't want you in my life.
I understand that. You already have a lot of people that you care about. But I've been studying. Let's see if I got this right. There is the witchy best friend, Bonnie. Gonna stay away from that one. Sad little brother, Jeremy. And there's Caroline. Obnoxious Caroline. I got all of my info from her, by the way. She had no idea who I was, and she wouldn't stop yapping. Oh. And there's Matt. Friend. Ex. Yappy's future ex. Lots of connections there.
That's not involved with us.
He's involved with you, isn't he?
Look, he shouldn't be here. You need to leave.
No. I have some friends here, too. Look. See that man over there, standing next to Matt by the float? His name's Frank. He's very handsome. And he's also quite handy, and he noticed that the axle is kind of rusted, which is very dangerous. So all you have to do is apply a little bit of pressure, and...
No!
Ah! Ah! Hey, pick his chair up! Come on, guys, lift him up!
Come on,
lift! Ah! Oh! Come on! Kill. Call an ambulance.
Why are you doing this?
I'm showing you how easy it is to hurt the people that you care about.
Are you doing this just because of Jonathan Gilbert's invention?
Hand it over, and the fun will stop.
I told you, Damon's not going to give it to me.
And I think that you underestimate how much Damon cares about you.
He'll kill you before he gives it up.
Is that before or after I kill your brother, Jeremy?
Jeremy? Jeremy! The ambulance is saying 15 to 20 minutes.
I have my car. I can take him to the hospital.
Carol, I can take him.
I didn't drive.
Then I'll wait. It's fine.
You will not wait. Okay, you need to see a doctor. Tyler's driving. End of story.
Fine.
Go!
I'll bring my car.
See, you're packing. It's a good sign.
Won't be long now.
Did you get the missing piece? Where is it?
I don't have it yet.
And why did you call me here?
Because I have the next best thing.
Get out. What the hell are you doing?
Getting what I want.
Yeah, well, he's my nephew. And you're going to let him go right this second.
That gaudy ring on your finger? It comes off.
Come on. Come on, Isabel. I know you. Okay? It's me, John. You can't hurt a kid.
I'll kill him to prove you wrong.
Really? Are you that far gone? Look, I know you've changed, okay? But the old Isabel is in there somewhere still, isn't she? Come on, let him go.
Faites-le souffrir.
John!
Let's try. We'll see how you do without this. Where's the device?
Damon has it. He's going to be difficult to reason with.
We'll go to him. I'll talk to him.
He's not just going to hand it over, especially if it's harmful to vampires.
What if it's not?
Absolutely not.
Just hear me out.
I'm not going to give the device to Isabel so she can give it to John, who's going to turn around and kill me. I like being a living, dead person.
But it'll be useless. Bonnie can take its power away.
I don't trust her.
I can remove the original spell. John and Isabel will never know.
No. No, I'll get Jeremy my own way.
Really? Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that? Because Isabel is a vampire, and Jeremy can be dead the second you walk in the door.
Are you even up for this? I mean, no offense. You're no Emily Bennett. Emily knew what she was doing.
I've been practicing.
It's not piano lessons, honey.
What's your favorite book?
What?
Name a book. Any book.
Name a book. How about Call of the Wild, Jack London?
Great parlor trick.
We're doing this, Damon. And we're going to do it my way. Now give me the device. We're wasting time.
I don't trust you. I tried to kill you.
You're right. You can't trust me, but you can trust me.
Invented a weapon. A device that's extremely harmful to vampires. We've been trying to get it.
Why?
Because there's a group of vampires from a long time ago that wants revenge on this town.
But why would a vampire help you kill other vampires?
She has her own reasons for wanting them dead. Look, Jeremy, no one ever thought vampires would return to this town. Not in modern times, but they have. And we have to destroy them.
All of them? No, there are some good ones out there.
There's no such thing.
I don't believe that.
Well, your dad did. And as his son, that should mean something to you.
How did my father know about all this?
Who do you think taught me about the family history?
Give it to Isabel. Where's the device?
Where's my brother? This isn't a negotiation. Where's the invention? Where's my brother? Do you really think that I came alone? Do you really think that I came alone? For God's sakes, call home.
What?
Call home, ask to speak to your brother, Jeremy.
Hello?
Jeremy, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Uncle John hit his head. It was an accident.
And we're all laughing.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
I'll be home soon, all right?
Yeah.
You were never gonna hurt him. No, I was gonna kill him. Don't look for any redeeming qualities in me. I don't have any. But you took a risk with Damon. How did you know that he was gonna give it to me? Because he's in love with you. Thank you. For what? For being such a monumental disappointment. It keeps the memory of my real mother perfectly intact. Goodbye, Elena. As long as you have a Salvatore on each arm, you're doomed. Catherine was smart. She got out. But we all know that you're not Catherine. Jeremy, we have to talk about this.
No, we really don't.
I don't know what Anna told you, but there are things that you need to know.
Yeah? Because I'm pretty sure that your journal covered it.
You read my journal?
I'm sending you a speech about invasion of privacy, because I read a section about Damon erasing my memory about what happened to Vicky.
Jeremy, please, you don't understand. The night that Vicky died, it was like Mom and Dad died all over again. It was all over your face. And it hurts so much to see you like that. I just wanted to take away your pain. I'm so sorry.
Just get out.
No, Jeremy.
Elena? Just get out. Please.
Dear, I...
What do you want?
I totally get it. You here as a history teacher. It's good.
What the hell are you doing? You act like you don't care, and yet here you are hunting me down.
I'm leaving. I just thought I'd say goodbye.
We couldn't be bothered the first time, so why now?
You hate me, good.
Does that make it easier for you? I mean, what is the whole point of this exercise?
What did you expect? You spent all this time trying to track me down. What did you think you would find?
The woman who gave me this? I mean, you act like you don't care, but you cared enough to protect me after you left.
I was a different person back then.
Right. And that person is gone. The woman I married, the woman I love, she's gone. You expect me to believe that?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm ring free. I'm vervain free. So either kill me or compel me. Because I don't believe it. Not for a second.
I wanted this. I needed this. And I'm gonna regret it forever. This was my mistake, not yours. You are not gonna remember this. I loved you. I did. And when I think about what I gave up, it hurts. But now, your heart's free of me. It's easier this way. Goodbye, Rick.
Hey, what are you doing here?
My mother. She's dead.
What?
She was killed.
Oh my God, Anna. I'm so sorry.
I know I'm not supposed to be here, but I don't have anywhere else to go.
It's okay.
Would you like one? Say it. Whatever it is, purge, get it out.
It's about what Isabel said.
What about it?
Well, I know that you and Elena bonded, and I know that she cares about you, and I know you care about her.
Well, this is going in an interesting direction.
I'm just concerned about Elena being hurt. She considers you a friend.
Same here. Elena's a very good friend. Actually, she might qualify as my only friend. Is that a problem?
So at the risk of sounding like a jealous boyfriend.
Oh, that is no risk. You do.
History will not be repeating itself. Where Elena's concerned. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Do you understand?
Whatever you say, man. I mean, honestly, we're just friends. And as a friend, I wasn't looking forward to telling her the truth anyway. So I'll let you do it.
What truth?
About John? Busy, I know you guys don't like to keep secrets from each other.
What are you talking about?
Am I the only one around here who has the ability to put two and two together? Isabel.
Hello?
She dated John when she was 15. She gets pregnant and ends up at the doctor's office of John's brother. Now, what do you think John's role is in all this?
I mean, go ahead. Think about it. I'll wait.
You get it? You there, Ann?
So you think that John is Elena's father?
Ding, 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 ding.
What proof do you have?
I don't need any proof. That's a DNA test for John and Elena and Maury Povich to deal with. But I know how well you deal with these big bombshells, so sleep tight.
Oh, and when you do tell Elena, and she needs a friend to talk to about anything, I'm here for her.
Hello.
On your doorstep, you'll find what you've been looking for.
And my ring?
Don't screw this up. You know what you have to do, John.
I got it. I won't fail.
You better not. Catherine wants all of those tomb vampires dead, and I want to add two more to that list.
Let me guess.
Stefan and Damon. I don't want this life for her.
Well, that was always part of the plan. Consider them gone.
She's our daughter, John. We owe that to her.
I know.
So you're not going to tell me what happened?
I did something bad, Caroline. And I lied about it.
To who?
To Elena. I pretended to do something I didn't really do.
What are you talking about?
I couldn't do what she wanted me to do. It wasn't right. Grams would have never done it, so I couldn't either.